Holloway versus Poirier, and Adesanya versus Gastelum delivered. My goodness gracious. What's up, folks? Fred Ricciani, TSC, here to recap UFC 236 from top to bottom. My Twitter feed is absolutely blowing up right now because we witnessed two classic fights, two new champions, and the champions are officially Max Holloway, still the UFC featherweight champion, but Dustin Poirier, the victor tonight, as the interim lightweight champion. And in the co-main event, we had Israel Adesanya, the style bender, taking on former Ultimate Fighter winner Kelvin Gastelum. So many times Kelvin Gastelum looked like the guy. He looked like the guy that could grab that torch, grab that brass ring. But what happened? He stumbled. He fumbled. He'd miss weight. He had bad weight cuts. He'd get finished. Something wacky would happen. He's supposed to fight Anderson Silva. Anderson Silva gets suspended for PEDs. There were just a series of missteps. Finally, he found himself in position to capture that elusive UFC title, albeit the interim title. And in round four, and throughout the fight, really, he had hurt Israel Adesanya. I mean, worse than any fight we've seen Israel Adesanya in, at least in MMA. But what happened? Israel Adesanya came back. Israel Adesanya weathered the freaking storm. Damn near finished Kelvin in round number five. I can barely talk right now because it's just insane. And there was a point at the end of round four where Kelvin could have gotten the win. I mean, he rocked and socked and had Israel Adesanya right where he wanted him, up against the cage. And instead, and I couldn't believe my eyes here, he went for a takedown. He went for a takedown, which Adesanya blocked, and then Adesanya just bludgeoned the hell out of him, as best as I can describe it, in round number five to take the fight 3-2 and win the fight via unanimous decision. The final scores were 48-46 across the board. This was an all-time great UFC main event title fight. Brendan Schaub on Twitter calls it the best ever. I don't know if it's the best ever, but it is absolutely, positively right up there. And I ain't gonna lie. Okay, I was not terribly excited for this card beyond the two main events, and rightfully so, because you look at some of the rest of the card here. Some guy named Dwight Grant beat Alan Jabon. Nikita Krylov beat Ovince St. Preux via rear naked choke around number two. That was a major result, I think, underrated result, but two names aren't really going to get people that excited for a pay-per-view. Khalil Roundtree, Eric Anders, two guys who are unranked at the moment. 30-26 across the board for Khalil Roundtree, who fought a great fight, chopped the hell out of Eric Anders, had knocked him down four times. I mean, you can make the argument Eric Anders shouldn't have come out for round number three, but good performances, but here's the thing, man. Like, that's not what it's going to get you excited for a pay-per-view card. What's going to get you excited is high-stakes fight. And I got to tell you this. As much as I am sick and tired and fatigued by all of these UFC interim titles, you get a belt. It's not like a car giveaway on Oprah. I got to say, all four men involved tonight in these title fights, they brought it. And the winners, Israel Adesanya, Dustin Poirier, this meant something to them. This really did. A Kiwi kid representing New Zealand and Nigeria, doing his thing, becoming the second African-born UFC champion in history. Whew, that's incredible. For Dustin Poirier, all of these years, kind of overlooked, getting really close. Then he loses to Connor. Getting next knocked out here. He gets knocked out there. I mean, it's just, man, you look at this guy's career, right? I mean, this dude has been around for a long time. When was his first fight? 2009 was his first fight. Fun fact, I actually interviewed Dustin Poirier right before the first time he fought Max Holloway, and he was a rising star, but man, I mean, just the setbacks that this guy has had against McGregor, against Michael Johnson, had the no contest with Eddie Alvarez, and he fought some tough dudes. I mean, Gaethje, Pettis, Alvarez, Holloway, the current featherweight champion, who's already one of the all-time greats in my humble opinion. And for him to have a performance like that, to snap back the head of Holloway, to showcase his power, to show people, you know what? I got the cardio. I don't just got the cardio for five rounds. I got the cardio for five rounds when the stakes are the highest with everything on the freaking line. And Holloway did look good later in the fight. I mean, the first couple rounds, the guy was getting tagged. The power difference was evident all throughout the fight. But Holloway is a volume puncher, and he kept coming at him. But, man, what Holloway hit Poirier definitely hurt him, but it never looked like he was about to get finished. There were a few times where Holloway looked like he was gonna get finished. And to his credit, he toughed it out. And to be honest, if Poirier didn't take control in round number five, it could have been a draw. Very similar to the co-main event. But Poirier got the job done and earned himself a fight with Khabib Nurmagomedov. Presumably. Things can change. A lot can happen by the fall. Maybe Poirier will get Conor instead, assuming Conor clears up his legal issues and gets off of that dark path that he's on, or you know, maybe people will just keep enabling him anyway and then pretend to be shocked when he does something else stupid. And who knows? Maybe Khabib will finally fight Tony Ferguson, because Tony Ferguson at the moment is the odd man out. But the point is, this meant something to Poirier. He almost left the UFC. And you couldn't blame him for wanting out of his UFC contract. I mean, the guy fought killers, did his damn thing, was always a good soldier. Finally got the elusive title shot, albeit the interim title. But my God, if there was ever a fight to establish, or fights to establish credibility in these belts, it was these two fights. And in the case of Israel Adesanya, I mean, he's been dominant in the UFC for the most part. Okay? He had a decorated kickboxing career as well. But my God, he overcame some serious adversity as well. Kelvin Gastelum had him rocked. Kelvin Gastelum nearly finished him a few times. But he stuck it out. He found his range. He beat this tough-ass dude who's finally looking to realize his potential. And for me, man, I don't say this all the time, but this is one of those rare times where I actually wish that all the guys involved won. Truly. Because they all left it on the line. They really did. They all were down to fight, and it was, they just put on these great performances. And yes, Holloway did get rocked. He did, I don't want to say outclassed, but outpowered. But man, he was in there up until round number five. And same thing with Kelvin Gastelum. And I do think that at some point we'll see these guys fight again. And Adesanya turned it up. And I don't know what else to say. If you're somebody that ordered this on ESPN Plus, we're waiting to watch it down the road, or maybe you're waiting for this to end up on Fight Pass in a couple months. I got to tell you this. I'm not saying you don't have to, you could skip everything, because, you know, I'll be honest. I was kind of just fatigued from a lot of MMA lately and pro wrestling, combat sports. I'm not saying you have to skip everything, but if there's two fights you absolutely have to go out of your way to see, Poirier versus Holloway, Adesanya versus Gastelum. These are two fights that are going to be probably enshrined in the UFC Hall of Fame one day, at least the Adesanya-Gastelum fight. And these are two fights that are definitely going to be on a UFC Unleashed on ESPN near you, because they were just that damn good. They truly were. So overall, I mean, I got to say, man, first portion of the pay-per-view, kind of thumbs down, just because given the quality of what we got, you know, and a bunch of unranked guys other than OSP and Krylov. And the two main events, all-time great fight. So what's next, huh? Well, for Holloway, he's going to go back down to featherweight, and we'll see what happens. We'll see who he fights next. Poirier, hopefully for him, it looks like a date with Khabib Nurmagomedov when he finishes his suspension from that outside brawl with Dylan Danis and Conor McGregor's team. As for Israel Adesanya, presumably he's going to fight Robert Whittaker in what probably will be the biggest fight in Australian MMA history. Knock on wood, assuming Whittaker gets healthy, because that guy's had some rough luck. So anyway, let's go through the results real quick again. Poirier beat Holloway, unanimous decision, 49-46 across the board. We had Adesanya beat Gastelum, unanimous decision, 48-46 across the board. Khalil Roundtree dominated Eric Anders. He looked phenomenal. That trip to Thailand did him good. Beat Anders, unanimous decision, 30-26 across the board. Dwight Grant beat Alan Jabouin via split decision, 29-28, 27-30, 29-28. Nikita Krylov defeated OSP via submission, rear naked choke, in round number two. Matt Frivola beat Jalen Turner via unanimous decision, 30-27. All three judges gave him. Alexander Pantoja finished Wilson Hayes, a tough veteran, via TKO in round number one. Max Griffin beat Zalim Amadeev via majority decision. We had Khalid Taha beat Boston Salmon via TKO in round number one. Yeah, some people are asking, who are these guys? Exactly. Bilal Muhammad defeated Curtis Millender via unanimous decision. Montel Jackson beat Andre Sukumdath. I hope I pronounced that correctly. Sukumdath via unanimous decision. Poliano Botello beat Lauren Mueller via unanimous decision. And Brandon Davis beat Randy Costa. I got to go back and watch some of these prelims. Like I said, I was kind of burnt out and ended up just ordering the pay-per-view itself. But yeah, definitely got my money's worth when it comes to the last two fights. So if you haven't watched it yet, you're interested in the replay, definitely check those two fights out. But folks, I want to hear from all you. What do you think about the current state of UFC? What do you think is going to go down in the future with these respective weight classes? Real quick before we go, a few fights coming up next week on ESPN Plus. If you're an ESPN Plus subscriber like myself, you can watch Alistair Overeem versus Alexei Oleinik. That should be one hell of a heavyweight matchup taking place in St. Petersburg, Russia. My good friend Eugene is from there. And then the week after, we get a fight on ESPN. We get Jack Hermanson taking on Ronaldo Jacare Souza, who in my humble opinion is the greatest UFC fighter to never hold a UFC title, let alone get a freaking title shot. Give this guy a damn title shot. But I guess I have a couple weeks to rant about that. Greg Hardy's also fighting on this card, which I don't understand, and he's a piece of crap, so he can go F himself. All right, and then after that, in another week, we have Al Iaquinta taking on Donald Cerrone in the main event of ESPN Plus. That fight's taking place in Ottawa. Holy crap. And then the co-main event's Derek Brunson against Elias Thorado. Iaquinta and Cowboy's nuts. That's gonna be a crazy, crazy lightweight fight. And then after that, yes, four straight UFC fights coming up, five straight if you count this one. We got Rose Namajunas defending her strawweight title against Jessica Andrade, and Jared Cannonier against Anderson Silva in the co-main event. As far as I'm concerned, I think Anderson Silva should only be in Legends fights going forward. Excuse me. Kind of like what Bellator does, but hey, I ain't the booker, right? And Alexander Volkanovski is taking on Jose Aldo. And then after that, we have yet another fight. May 18th in Rochester, New York, Rafael Dos Anjos, the former UFC lightweight champion, taking on the tough Kevin Lee. And then from there, we get somewhat of a break, because a couple weeks later, we get Alexander Gustafsson, taking on Anthony Smith, who recently threatened to take the head off of Luke Rockhold, whether he wins or loses, because he just doesn't like him. So as far as I'm concerned, we've got a hell of a UFC lineup for the second quarter of 2019. So folks, let me know what you think. Leave a comment below. If you enjoyed this podcast, please like, share, take care, subscribe on YouTube and all major podcast platforms. And until next time, everybody, as always, enjoy the fights and congratulations to the Diamond and Style Bender. Wow.